Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, passengers arriving at LAX from China beginning tomorrow will need to go through a special screening for a potentially deadly coronavirus.
The ailment carries with it flu-like symptoms and seems to spread from person to person very easily. It's of such a concern, the CDC has ordered these screenings at JFK in New York and both LAX and San Francisco International. Dr. Suman Radhakrishna of Dignity Health here in Los Angeles tells KNX, the first step is a questionnaire about their travels and health, similar to what happened with both SARS and Ebola screenings.
They're having symptoms such as fever or unexplained shortness of breath. They will also be checked for temperature. If someone meets the criteria and they have a fever, they will be sent to facilities from where testing will be performed.
Chinese officials report dozens of people coming down with pneumonia and two deaths. Positive tests could result in quarantines despite the fact you may just have the flu.
But it's better to be safe than sorry.
Travel's also heavy due to the Lunar New Year. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Some teachers who say they were coated in jet fuel when a pilot dumps fuel on the way back to LAX have filed a lawsuit against Delta Airlines. They say they're worried about their long-term health. KNX 1070's John Baird live with that story.
The lawsuit alleges that the Delta pilot dumped thousands of pounds of jet fuel over the city of Cudahy without regard to the health and welfare of people below, and that that jet fuel rained down on kids and teachers at Park Avenue Elementary School.
So I opened the door, I'm standing there, and I started feeling the mist coming down, and I was in disbelief.
The teachers rushed to get the kids back inside, and how did the children react to that?
Complete panic. They were screaming and crying.
Their attorney, the teacher's attorney, Gloria Allred, says the teachers had jet fuel on their clothing, on their skin, in their noses and mouths, and they're worried now.
The exposure to and ingestion of jet fuel might produce serious health consequences in the future.
But the chairman of the chemistry department at USC, Dr. Saria Prakash, tells KNX jet fuel may irritate your skin or make you cough, but otherwise it's not really harmful.
Long-term effects on the human body is minimal.
He says if you get some on your skin, you just wash it off with soap and water. Reporting live in the Mid-Wilshire, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The federal government is looking into Tesla again. This time, there are complaints about all three of its electric vehicles suddenly accelerating on their own.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is reportedly investigating more than 100 allegations that the cars suddenly sped up on their own, in some cases causing crashes with injuries. Tesla says when it's looked into those complaints, most of them haven't held up. Jessica Caldwell, senior analyst with Edmunds.com, tells KNX she thinks this is a good time for Tesla to pump the brakes.
So I think that taking a look at some of these issues that have popped up over time is probably something they need to do, take a deeper look at. I mean, they've been in such a rush to produce these vehicles, get their vehicles on the road.
The sudden acceleration allegations involve all three of the current Tesla models from the 2013 through 2019 model years. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There's a new report that says California will fall just short of its goals to fight climate change by 2030 unless it makes some changes. Energy innovation analyst and reports author Chris Bush tells KNX it'll help if more people start to drive cleaner cars.
The way we model it is essentially ramping up what's called the zero emission vehicle mandate, which is a performance standard on automakers where they are required to sell increasing levels of electric vehicles.
He also says the state could achieve its goals if it sets strict limits on greenhouse gas emissions from the concrete industry. A California law calls on the state to cut greenhouse gas emissions to 40% below 1990 levels in 10 years.
California's top prosecutor is suing the Trump administration again, this time over opening up fracking and oil drilling on federal land in the state.
Much of the federal oil and gas activity in the state happens near some of our most vulnerable communities. communities who are already disproportionately exposed to pollution and its health effects. Adding more fracking to the equation would only make things worse.
Javier Becerra says more drilling will make it harder for certain communities in the state to cut down on air pollution. The Trump administration has a plan to open more than 1 million acres of public and private land in California to fracking. That ends a five-year moratorium on leasing federal land in California to oil and gas developers. Becerra has now sued the Trump administration close to 70 times.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.